Just going to give you a warning that this audio is going to be very tough to hear, but Celine Dion wants you to hear it. It's all from the documentary I Am Celine Dion, which is now streaming on Prime. And it is a 10-minute scene that Celine Dion specifically told the director she did not want to have edited. She did not want to have cut for time. She wanted it to be in its full of her suffering a seizure so that people might understand stiff person syndrome a little bit better.
This is horrible.
And she's receiving medical attention while it's happening, so you're going to hear other people talking. But
I see.
Yeah.
So she's in excruciating pain.
Do you have pain? Squeeze my hand if you have pain. Squeeze my hand if you have pain. Okay. Okay. So there. Now she's breathing up normally.
Starting at 91, 118.
Okay. Nasal spray is going in at 728.
Oh, I feel horrible for her.
Yes. Is she at a hospital or something?
No.
Did they have the medical team there?
Well, she has a sports medicine therapist, I believe, that is with her a lot of the time because she has started to experience these spasms. She was in a recording studio when this one happened, and it started with a spasm in her foot, which then signals the rest of her body to begin spasming and contracting.
Oh.
And so it's kind of like a domino effect that once one part goes, other parts go.
It, like waves over your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this can happen at any time.
At any time.
And she doesn't know.
She can start
maybe feeling a certain way, but she does. I mean, it's not like it's, oh, this happens 7 times a week. I mean, she doesn't know.
She doesn't know how often it will happen, but she, at this point, can tell when the spasm, like, you know, have you ever, and I'm not equating it the same at all as stiff person syndrome, but if you've ever had a spasm in your foot, sometimes when you can kind of feel like there's going to be more coming, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Like
you feel,
sometimes it comes out of nowhere, or you wake up to it or whatever, but sometimes you feel that soreness, that pain a little bit, and then it goes into full spasm. She can kind of detect a little bit when it's going to happen, but never have any idea the severity.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So, she was suffering from a 10-minute seizure. Her body just went into full seizure mode. She said that sometimes part of the disease, the stiff person syndrome, part of the disease is that as soon as you go into a contraction, sometimes the signal to release it, your brain doesn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's when her body goes into even more spasms.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hear that pain. You just don't know what people go on. You know, we say it all the time. Behind closed doors, they can have a life. I mean, we know she has this thing. But then hearing it, it's like, oh, this is really bad.
There's so much more to it.
And Celine Dion went on after the full seizure was over. She said she was finally starting to feel better and she was able to speak again. And she said every time something like this happens, she said it makes you feel embarrassed. Like you don't have control of yourself is what she asked. And then her physician said that anxiety, that panic, that continued spasm that was not breaking, then very quickly triggered a complete whole body spasm. So the spasm that's occurring, patients are aware of what's going on, and then that contributes to the anxiety, contributes to the panic, and contributes to your adrenaline rushing.
So is she having these is it a seizure or a whole body spasm?
They're referring to it as a seizure.
Okay.
But my understanding,
sometimes a seizure, you're almost not conscious.
Yeah.
Right. You might not remember it sometimes. Yeah.
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 I don't know about all the time. Well, yeah. Well, man, I hope there's no cure, right? I mean, there's
And she wanted everybody. I mean, that was a 10-minute seizure that she suffered while
10
cameras.
10 minutes, can you imagine?
No. While cameras were rolling for her documentary, and she told the producer, I don't want any of it cut. Any of it.
And raise awareness for it. Man, that's it really makes me feel sad for her.